You're listening to Spoleto Today on ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Jeanette Gwynn. College of Charleston ethnomusicologist Michael O'Brien is here to introduce us to the music of Argentinian jazz composer and pianist Carlos Aguera, who is making his North American debut this week in the Simmons Center Recital Hall at the College of Charleston. Michael, how do you know Carlos?
He is in a circle of musicians that I've done some field research with in Argentina, people in sort of a clump of genres that they call música popular, which isn't the same as popular music in English. It means something like the people's music. So really we're talking about folk music, tango, jazz, music that has some sort of basis in vernacular forms, but can be new music as well as old. I had been studying a school of popular music in Argentina as an ethnographer, and he was played in a lot of the same circles as some of the musicians I worked with more closely.
Tell me about the place he's from.
Entre Ríos is the name of the province. It means between the rivers. It's between the Paraná and Uruguay rivers in northeast Argentina. It's what they call the litoral or Mesopotamia region of the country. So it's a place that is between these very large, muddy rivers. Fishing is very important there. There's been a lot of Eastern European immigration to the region, so some of the folk styles that he plays are related to things like the polka, although they've taken on their own local forms.
Tell us about the kinds of music we're going to hear him perform.
He's a really wide-ranging musician. He is a composer. He's primarily a pianist. He started playing when he was 5 and has classical training, but grew up in a household listening to a lot of jazz. But he's also toured and played with really wide range of different Brazilian, Venezuelan, Argentine, Chilean musicians, and has at his fingertips a lot of different rhythmic languages that come from these different countries, but sort of interpreted through a harmonic and a melodic language that will sound familiar to people who are familiar with jazz. So I guess if you know the folk rhythms and folk styles that he is referencing, you will sort of hear a local accent. If you don't, you will hear something that sounds sort of like contemporary jazz piano. I think maybe the closest analogy I could draw for someone who doesn't know Argentine music would be something like Bela Fleck. So if you know bluegrass, he's someone who is deeply fluent in a traditional bluegrass idiom, but he's not playing bluegrass music. He's using a jazz language over some of these old ways of thinking. And Carlos Aguirre is doing something very similar. So he's going to play probably things in rhythms and folk dance styles, but using chords and voicings and maybe some improvisation. He plays improvisationally, but he also plays fully written out compositions in ways that sound like a cosmopolitan who's heard a lot of jazz, who's heard a lot of classical music and contemporary classical music as well.
Can you be innovative in your music and still honor tradition?
Absolutely. In fact, I would say that most musicians for whom tradition is important feel that tradition is important because they have some sort of engagement with modernity, with change. If you're just doing what you have always done, it doesn't occur to you to call that traditional or to stake a claim to that relationship to the past until there's something else to compare it against. But for most musicians who I know, certainly in Argentina, who play styles that are called traditional, they can tell you precisely where these things come from. It's not that it's a sort of timeless, things have always been done this way, but rather, oh, you know, in the 1920s, this particular style changed in this way. When things got recorded for the first time, they changed in this way. So that making music, whether it's traditional music or music that was composed yesterday, is always about using the resources you have to say something that means something to the people in front of you.
Do you have a favorite Carlos Aguero tune?
There's a number. So if you want to know a samba, he does, it's actually not an original composition of his, but an older samba called Samba para no morir, samba in order not to die. Buenos Aires has been a center of literature. They talk about it as the Paris of the Americas. There's always been a focus on culture and an investment in culture so that you can go to Argentina with very little money and find, particularly in the capital, every night of the week, music and art, secondhand bookstores, experimental theater, all for very little money and with zero pretension. So I love the fact that I can go and hear really complex music just dressed like I'm going camping and sit in someone's plastic lawn chair and buy an empanada afterwards. There are all these small, unpretentious venues where people really listen and are expected that music is the centerpiece. Mm-hmm. It is what people are there for. It's the only priority.
What else are you looking forward to hearing or seeing at Spoleto or Piccolo Spoleto?
The entire jazz lineup is particularly attractive to me. I think it's really exciting that the programmers seem to have a sense of jazz, which is broader than just the genre as it's sort of narrowly construed in America. I think that's one of the most striking things that I found as an ethnomusicologist. I've worked with other Argentine jazz musicians, and I teach in my classes about jazz in India, about jazz in Africa, jazz in Cuba. And what's become very clear to me is that over the course of the 20th century, and certainly now, jazz is deeply important in lots of different local scenes, but in a way that isn't about necessarily the same repertoire. It's not about playing jazz standards, but that things like free improvisation and a particular approach to harmony, which the American jazz genre brought to the world, have given musicians a sense of tools with which to say something new in their local idiom. So that in the same way that Carlos Aguirre can improvise in a jazzistic sort of way, would be the way they would say it in Spanish, over a chacarera rhythm, over a folk rhythm, you'll find people in lots of different parts of the world have used that tool to become cosmopolitan musical citizens that are rooted in a place.
Michael O'Brien, ethnomusicologist at the College of Charleston School of the Arts, talking about the many dialects of that universal language, jazz, and introducing us to pianist and composer Carlos Aguirre. Aguirre will be playing through Wednesday at the College of Charleston's Simmons Center for the Arts as part of the Wells Fargo Jazz Series. You'll find podcasts and links to this and many other Spoleto and Piccolo Spoleto events at spoleto.etvradio.org. It's Spoleto Today, and I'm Jeanette Gwynn.